The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
KMED.
It's an appropriate bumper song, Sparks, from The Who. And this has to do with this incredible video that Tom and Talent just sent me this morning. Tom, this was shocking. Shocking beyond belief. I have not seen this one until now. Could you explain what we saw, what I just saw? And I'm going to have to share this.
Yeah, basically, this guy is taking the lithium battery out of his motorbike and steps into an elevator to go to his apartment. He's standing there, and it's a video camera inside the elevator. And within just as soon as he steps in, he's starting to reach for the buttons to go up. The battery explodes, and then the video shows them dragging out a completely black, charred body, just stiff.
Yeah, they just dragged him. Now, what I don't know is that if he was revived or if he was just dead, do you know?
Well, I didn't see any follow-up or anything like that.
Yeah, they had security cameras both in front of the elevator and then another one inside. But it appears that, and that fire was intense, but he looked completely charred. He probably suffocated with the fumes out of that, too, if it wasn't the fire.
There wasn't a square inch of normal tissue left on that guy. No, I don't think any clothes or anything. I mean, he was toast. They toasted him. And as far as your guest's opinion that it might take decades, I predict that maybe it'll happen here locally, but I think once we get a school bus and they have to pull out all these charred children, that might start getting some of the Greens thinking about, particularly if it's their children, they might start rethinking about this climate change, green religion dogma that they're on.
Yeah, and unless you're going to think that you have to sacrifice your child, what is that old pagan god you hold your kid up to? I just forgot. But you know what I'm getting at. There's the old statue. Well, you're supposed to sacrifice your child. That would be the green god these days, right? Sacrifice your kid.
It just highlights how, I think Jeff Golden, Pam Marsh have the best of intentions, but I tell you, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And this thing they're doing with the fire map and everything else and green energy and so forth, tearing out the dams. If we start getting some of the same power problems that Talent's having and so forth, going to Ashland Hospital and maybe they are back up, who knows? But it's going to be costing people's lives.
Yeah, indeed. I appreciate the call, and thanks for sharing that, Tom. By the way, speaking of the dams, I don't know, there is a class action lawsuit against KRRC, and I talked to Dave from SalmonProtectionDevice.com. And they have filed a suit against KRRC to try to stop what they're doing right now. And I'll have more on that next hour, okay? It's 8 minutes after 7. Good morning. This is Bill. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Bill. It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to talk to you a little bit about inflation.
Sure.
So, initially, I realized Republicans' argument against Biden on inflation was the rate of inflation, right?
Right.
It got up to 9.1%, and then it's been trending down. The rate of inflation has been trending down. And then now the message has become total inflation since Biden took office. But they're all missing out on something, and this is really starting to bug me.
What's that?
The money spent on inflation is gone. This is what's bothering me the most. I saw that clip, which I'm sure a lot of people who watched the news saw yesterday, of that woman in Philadelphia. She's a paralegal, and she says going into the store to buy a bell pepper for $2 is now $5. And then she started crying, and she said, I'm just thinking of the single mom with three kids, and then she couldn't really finish the sentence and was crying. This is what people don't understand. Okay, look, people who have a lot of money, inflation doesn't affect them as much because you've got plenty of padding to cover whatever prices go to. Plus, people who are well-heeled tend to have money in the markets, which have done pretty well. You might have, interest rate investments, bonds.
But the regular schmoes, we regular schmoes don't, though. Many of us don't. Right.
Right. So I know there's been a lot of talk in the financial news about people having to use their credit card to pay their everyday bills, and they're not paying them off at the end of every month. They're actually carrying the balances. So they're buying their groceries, and now they're paying interest on the groceries. So that's another part of the inflation factor that's not being considered. But nobody is talking about the fact if inflation is getting this high and people say, oh, it's costing me $300 more per month, and I'm having to dip into my retirement plan, my little IRA I have set aside, that money's now gone. It's not like, oh, the rate of inflation is just – no, that money's gone. If you had money you didn't intend on spending on groceries and gasoline and you had to spend that money, it's gone. So you and I have talked about this before. If you lose 10% on an investment, you don't get even by making 10% on what's left.
You would have to, what, make 20, 25% to get
well,
even,
no,
right? Or more?
You know, I think it's closer to like 12%.
Okay.
But see, so that's the point. The point is, if you spent that money, it's gone. It's just gone. So that money that could have earned that extra $300 a month that could have earned interest, or maybe, you know, you put it in a stock or something that could have gained you, it's gone. That's money gone from the economy. And nobody is talking about this. This is the lasting effect that's happening. You know, and I'm a little surprised at, well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but all of the indices and the stock indices are just, they're going through the roof right now. They're all up at 1.5% or something like that.
Do you have a few minutes? Could you hang on a minute, or a few minutes here? And then I want to continue with you, but I don't want to just push you out because, like I said, we've talked about economic issues here. I'd like to talk with you and everybody else that has something on their mind this hour, okay? But I'll be right back. I'll be back with Matt, and if you're on hold, we'll get to your calls too. It's open phones this hour on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. So we'll dig into that inflation thing, and where Matt's going I think will be interesting. It always is. With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware, their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is here. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to view the new magazine online and pick up a copy at We Watch 'em in the Rogue Valley Mall, Food for Less, The Point in Central Point, Holiday Jewelry, and Organic Elements Spa. Congratulations to all the winners representing Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. If you'd like to be a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media.
The Rogue Gardener, fertilizing your mind.
Adding some fertilizer to stimulate growth can be okay. I don't even do it anymore with trees and shrubs, but I do it with short-term crops. Vegetables, annuals. Every day that you lose with those plants without having growth type fertilizers to help them get growing, not established, because I'm not worried about the plant establishing in the hole. I want it to grow.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9. The Rogue Gardener on KMED, sponsored by Grange Co-op. 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG Weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna. For the Rogue Valley today, we can expect some haze, some clouds, and some patchy drizzle possible this afternoon. Thunderstorm potential starting today and lasting until at least Saturday, possibly even Sunday afternoon, with clear skies heading into next week.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Plowser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new well is needed, making sure the property has good water is vital. Plowser Drilling can help. They have drilled thousands of wells in Southern Oregon and can help you make an informed decision. Plowser Drilling can perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on Southern Oregon's home for conservative talk. Mornings on KMED at 99.3 KBXG. Call Bill at 770-5633. That's 770-KMED. Here's Bill Meyer.
Quarter after 7, it is open phones this hour on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, 770-5633. We've had a lot to talk about this morning. We haven't even... by the way, I will get going on... what do you think was going on with this this drug mule arrest? We had a couple of Mexican nationals arrested Monday in Jackson County. Quarter of a million or more fentanyl pills. They go into Jackson County Jail, and then they're issued a travel permit to return to Sonora, Mexico, as long as they come back September 11th. What do you think's going on there? All right. I have a lot of questions, very few answers right now. I also haven't had an answer yet from the assistant DA. Hopefully I'll hear back from Patrick Green, who is going to be the new district attorney. Yikes. Who said this was okay? Let me go back to Matt, though. Matt, we were talking about inflation here just a moment ago, and the point you wanted to make sure people understand is that for all this talk about what the overall rate of inflation is, that money that you had that could have gone to something else is just gone, right? And where were you going to go after that point?
Well,
right?
So here's where I'm going. It's collateral damage, I guess, but it's a cascading effect that inflation has had on everybody's life. For the last 3 years, and look, we're only talking about, you know, just less than 3% inflation now, if that's even a real number. But when that number was at 9%, that's money people actually had to spend. And the most of it was coming from things that you have to have. So, I didn't put the numbers together, and maybe I'll do that. But just looking at it from where it is right now, if you were someone who's spending an extra $300 a month for your family, and let's say you don't really have a retirement plan at work, and maybe you set up a little IRA, you know, 10 years ago, well, the $300 a month you might have put into that IRA, you're not putting into the IRA. That money's going into your grocery and into your energy bill,
right?
Electricity, insurance. You keep bringing that up with one of your advertisers. That is a great point that people aren't talking about. And so it's a cascading effect. So not only is that money gone, it also isn't growing. So that money's now gone. It's not in your IRA. It's not in which the market's been doing great the last couple of years. So that's another missed opportunity. So it's not just the rate of inflation. It's much, much deeper than that. So when you know, politicians talk about, I don't know why anybody feels bad. The economy is doing great. No, these people lost this money. It's actual losses. Like, they went to a casino. Now, they did get food and energy for it, but it's gone. It's very frustrating to me that no one is talking about this, because it has had a cascading effect.
And by the way, this is something that that Trump needs to be focusing on instead of name-calling, frankly. He needs to be driving this home, you know?
I'll tell you, I've listened to J.D. talk several times now. Oh, man, he's so concise. He just gets right to it and then moves on to the next thing. I have to admit, I've become a fan of this guy.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to go back on the inflation thing before you take off here, Matt, and I always appreciate that. Yes. We're going to have another talking stocks thing. I know that everyone's happy with the market right now because they figure that the rate cut's going to come, but yet I don't think they've tamed inflation, and here's why. Do you ever get anything from Peter Schiff, Peter Schiff's information?
You know, we've talked about this in the past. I know who he is.
Yeah.
I don't get anything from him.
Okay, well, here's the deal. For some reason, I'm on his mailing list. Maybe it's because I interviewed his father before he died in prison. I don't know. But as a political prisoner, you know, on the tax thing. But
yeah.
The headline inflation number, Schiff writes, means that the consumer price index has increased 2.9% over the last 12 months, but they also track this on a monthly basis. However, the monthly increase in inflation was unchanged. I want to get to the main point here. He breaks it down into different categories and how the media and the investment world is kind of lying to us right now. Electricity prices are up 5% year over year. Medical costs up more than 4%. Rent and housing, shelter up more than 5%. Services in general are up almost 5%. Transportation up 9%. Motor vehicle insurance up 18.6%. There have been some price falls in food. Price of vegetables fell a little bit, but practically everything else went up there. Now, you're wondering, how can they have all these different things going up in inflation and price soaring 5, 6, 18% in some cases? You know what dragged it down to that 2.9%? And Peter Schiff is the only person that I've heard talk about this. Do you know what category actually plummeted in price that made inflation look better than it really is?
Well, I haven't seen the article, so no. What is it?
Used cars. The price of used cars plummeted 11% year over year. That's what dragged the headline inflation down to 2.9%. In other words, it's Bullstein. The number that we're being told that inflation is cooling is Bullstein.
So let me, Bill, if I could just take another second of your time. That plays into something else I was going to bring up if we had time. The retail, so the rally today, Wall Street is crediting this retail sales report being at the best since like 2021.
Right.
So I just went on a market watch. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be a you know, research scientist. And I just looked at some of the things that come up here. So the best performers were big box, electronic retailers, groceries, home centers, and pharmacies. So two of those, groceries and pharmacies, are not recreational expenses. These
right.
are things that people have to have, and that was at the top. Restaurants were down there a little bit. They rose. Internet sales rose just 0.2%, suggesting that the punch from Amazon's Prime Day wasn't as much as they thought. Sales fell at department stores, clothing outlets, and stores that sell hobby items and sporting goods. So those are areas where they dropped. But check this out. One of the reasons, and this goes right into the used car thing, but it's cars generally. Because of that huge cyber attack, retail sales for last month were adjusted down today. They were adjusted down. And that's the reason for the biggest jump in the retail sales, was that sales that didn't get logged in for last month got logged in this month.
In other words, it's vapor. It's vapor that they're talking about.
It is. It's
yeah.
just sales that were pushed forward. And a Fed official came out and said, oh, we can see we're inching towards a rate cut. But bond yields are up today, especially on the short end. So bond yields are up today. So that's, you know, your indication. Like, we think prices are going high. Why are yields going high? So I'll leave you with that. I know I covered a lot. I didn't mean to get into all that.
No, that's okay, though. That's why, you know, you're knowledgeable on these things, having been in the business, all right? And once again, it's helpful that you're not in the business directly, so you can be more truthful. Okay? Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right?
Bye.
Thank you, Matt. Let me go to Margaret. Margaret's in Central Point. Margaret, thanks for waiting here. We'll get to everybody's call. I'm sorry, I spent a little while there with Matt, but there was some good stuff to cover. What's on your mind today?
Considering the drug bust on the I-5.
Yeah, and by the way, for people who just joined us, Margaret, I want to make sure they understand here. What happened is that OSP busted a couple of Mexican nationals, more than a quarter million, 60 pounds of fentanyl pills, and they were cut loose from the Jackson County Jail Tuesday and allowed to travel back to Sonora under the promise that they come back September 11th for their hearing. And I just don't know. But how do you do something like that? That makes no sense to me. What are you thinking?
Well, thinking first as a grandmother of a 17-year-old and a 20-year-old, I was struck when I heard that report. Terrified me that was so close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, wait a minute, the other caller said, it's so odd that they stopped that truck. And I thought, oh, my God, it's a prayer and a hope that perhaps those guys were working with law enforcement to pull these drugs out, and they had to be released in order to hide them from the cartels. And I pray to God that that's the reason that it happened, and just hope that our law enforcement is actually doing those kind of things and catching these guys who are trying to kill our kids.
Margaret, I appreciate the call.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if that would necessarily hide them, because if the drivers or the people in the truck were helping the police, in essence, then, well, they're dead meat down in Sonora, I would think. Let me go to Bob. Bob's in Medford. Hello, Bob. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Bob Shand here in Medford.
Yeah,
so just a shout out that Medford City Council will be meeting tonight. Since 99% of my politics are local, I'd like to state that. Out of 349 pages, the bulk of those are going to be focused on parking and the who's, what's, when's, where's, and why. So if anybody wants to know anything about parking in the city of Medford, you know, look at those 349 pages. I don't want to go into the nitty-gritty details, but, you know, we've talked about parking and those issues of transportation. So that is there.
And if you're going to make a comment, though, the issue that that the city of Medford continues to go pell-mell through, and I've been wanting to get to talking about their Vision 24 plan, right?
Yeah.
The Vision 2040 transportation plan, which is we're going to go gangrene, we're going to be walking, and we don't want cars downtown. On one hand, the city is always sitting around and talking about, well, why don't we get more people downtown? And then at the same time, they're coming up with more excuses why we're going to shut this street down for this particular festival, or we're going to make it difficult to go down here, or we're going to put up bollards up there so that you don't want... They do everything possible to make people not want to go downtown when they should be doing what Grants Pass does, wide streets... And, you know, and they don't have the bump outs. They make their downtown very easy. It's traffic and people on sidewalks. And it appears that Medford only wants to go with people on sidewalks and nothing else. At least it seems that way. Am I wrong in my impression of where they want to take it?
You know, it's a double-edged sword. They want it all. Let's put it that way. They want it all. And they're trying to figure out how to get everything packed into one thing. And I don't know.
Except that I assure you that a 70-year-old in East Medford is not going to be bicycling downtown Medford or grabbing RVTD to go to the latest multicultural fair or whatever DEI bullshine that the city dreams up for tourist attractions. Okay? That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, I agree with you that.
The demographics of the area don't match what the green progressive policy planners in Medford are envisioning. Uh-huh. It doesn't mesh with reality. That's all I'm getting at. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the reminder there. Let me go to line four. You've been holding for a while. Good morning. This is Bill. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning. Holly Morton calling. How you doing?
I'm fine, Holly. How's life in Joco?
Busy as all get out.
I'll bet.
Last night we had our county PCP meeting. It was a huge turnout, and John West got a chance to present his defense to the allegations that were made against him by Lily Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Very compelling. He did an excellent job. Then we had a vote of whether the Republican PCPs wanted to support him in this. Unanimous vote. Everybody wanted to support him in this because this is a lot of hooey.
What do you think is really going on with this Lily Morgan pen recall? What is really going on?
I think it's political manipulation. I think she'd like to become either the city or the county manager, and they're moving the pieces around. I think what's happening is that the liberals really want to take control of city and county government. They want to move their people into those places, and that's what I think is happening. And so there's just a lot of political maneuvering. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are pretty susceptible and pretty gullible about these sorts of things. But, you don't go in there and just totally attack one individual like they did with John West unless you're trying to move the pieces. I mean, otherwise, they would have done Herman and John because both of them voted for the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what they're complaining about with John West was, not even – started long before, like Pike Fork and all that stuff.
And I had people calling me up and writing me saying, well, the reason he voted this way on Pike Fork is because he's got property next door to it. All you have to do is look at the name. And that just went away. And it just strikes me the animosity there from a good percentage of Josephine County. And that's interesting. So you think it's about Lily? So Lily doesn't want to really be manager of the city of Gold Hill or what?
Well, I talked to her one time and she told me she was getting experience at it. So, I think she has big aspirations. I think she thought she was going to go a long way in the political world. And I think after the tampon bill and some of the just terrible voting results, people became pretty leery of her. But this is a... This situation, I just can't approve of absolutely prevaricating about people in order to move the pieces. I understand, you know, wanting to move forward in the political world, but, you know, I don't think we should do it by lying about people. John West hasn't owned that property that they're talking about in over 4 years. He sold or traded that property to another guy more than 4 years ago.
Yeah, Bill Mielicki, I was talking about that the other day. Holly, I appreciate the update on that. Thank you very much. So the PCPs are back in John. That's what we need to know.
And last thing, workshop on Saturday about the fire map opposition in our office. And also, if people need help with it, they can call our line at 541-295-8100. That's 541-295-8100. People there will walk them through the process of making an opposition statement about the fire map.
Thank you very much there, Holly. Thanks for the call, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
Josephine County Republican Party Chair Holly Morton, 7:30. If you are on hold, I will get right to you, 770-5633. It's open phones this hour on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Heard a good one? Have something, a good take on something that you wanted to get out? Let me know.
Ham steak so old-fashioned to challenge the sausage to a duel. Try it with eggs at Diner 62.
Every carpenter wants to teach his son how to do carpentry. But daughters can build things too. So when it comes to carpentry, tools, lumber, and building materials, remember that making the right choice is very important. And the right choice for lumber and other building materials is Hughes Lumber. At Hughes Lumber, they offer the best lumber at the best prices to all builders. Hughes Lumber, serving everyone on Crater Lake Highway.
This is Brent with Homan Built Deck and Fence, experts in custom deck and fence construction. As an authorized Trex Pro deck builder, we use the highest quality products for your deck, including custom handrail packages, drainage systems, and even deck lighting. As a small hometown business, we provide personalized design and creative solutions for your outdoor space. My website is homanbuilt.com, HOMANbuilt.com. Homan Built Deck and Fence. We build the best and fix the rest.
CCB 232-17. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Hi, this is Paul from Valley Nursery. It's time to color up your backyard for summer barbecues, and we can help. Patio planters and select summer flowers are now 20% off. If you need more shade, we have that too. Now 20 to 36% off all shade, flowering, and conifer trees. For color and choice you won't see anywhere else in summer promotions, go to valleynursery.com. Google Map, Valley Nursery, and find us closer than you think.
When the IRS comes knocking, the news can be shocking. Tell them you've hired a CPA tax expert at First Response Resolution, located in Eagle Point. Leave speaking with the IRS to Zach. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today for a free consultation.
It's the Bill Meyer Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
7:33, open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. I'll turn it over to you this hour. And we'll be talking with Dave from Salmon Protection Device about a class action lawsuit he's hoping people will join in on against KRRC. We'll do that after 8 o'clock. Let me go to Frank, though. Frank's up on, now, you're up on Wagner Creek Road in Talent, still out of power this morning, Frank. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. They called and said it's supposed to be back on at 9:30. I'm not holding my breath. This has been going on. I've never seen it. I've been here 40 years. And, you know, we get a power line outage once in a while, but this is just insane. And that's another thing about, I wish the information would be fed to Trump about the electric grid in general. He said a few things, but never hammered it. Just the importance, if the power grid goes out, you know, people will die. And I don't believe a committee is going to fix that for us. And then the drug issue, too. You know, someone's getting paid off here to send those people back to the, over the border.
You think it's what's going on? I was just curious. I didn't know if maybe there was some policy that was involved that if you have a foreign national, you don't bother keeping them in jail. But I just don't know why the criminal justice system would have just cut these foreign nationals loose when they had them right there dead to rights.
Yep.
And just have them stay there until the hearing, and then maybe, I don't know, maybe they choose not to charge. I don't have an answer for you right now, Frank. I appreciate your call, though. Thanks for making it. Let me go to Greg's in Shady Cove. Greg, you wanted to talk about, the fentanyl this morning? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm just going to make like two statements. The first one being the fentanyl, and then didn't they just have some sort of thing in Oregon where they had the like the 55-gallon barrels of the heroin?
I remember, a few months ago, that I remember that story. It was in Eastern Oregon, I believe, is where they ended up catching that in the trafficking, right?
Yep. And so that's just the thing is, like, supposedly, just a quick statement, that it goes like, oh, only like, there's the other ones that got through. The whole place is just full of it and stuff like that. They just catch them just to make it look good for their, I can't say much on that. But, and then this nuclear power things, so does anybody remember Chernobyl? Does Chernobyl, does that thing just really melt down that whole countryside there? And that place isn't going to really open up. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Chernobyl, of course, is a very different design than what's used right now, Greg. And the modern nuclear power plants are considerably better. That was a really old design that the Soviets used, you know, back at that time. And what we can do today is nothing in comparison. In fact, my gosh, I think what is most interesting are some of the reactors that are small scale that could just be located within cities or communities and developments rather than having to have everything out there on the grid. I mean, you could still interconnect the grid, but you would actually be able to be more independent. Of course, would Oregon actually go smart and vote to allow nuclear power again? I don't know, maybe if enough people starve and die, they might. I don't know. Could be. Let me go to Lucretia. Hi, Lucretia. How you doing? What's on your mind today?
Good morning. I've been listening to Jonathan Otto's talk about envenomation.
Envenomation? What's that?
Yeah, it's dealing with, this is Dr. Ed Group. It's Dr. Ely, which I believe you've had on, dealing with the COVID. Dr. Lee Merritt, some other doctors. It's dealing with the what they've found is causing the symptoms that people had during COVID, but also all the other plants like the Marburg virus is coming from China, you know?
Okay. So what were some of the reasons? Because you're some of those people that are pushing that there is no such thing as viruses, right? That the virus disease theory. Right.
Well, they've never isolated any virus. That's a fact. They have never isolated.
And yet other scientists tell me, of course, they've isolated viruses.
But also in 1929 and 20, doctors were putting 100 people in a room with people with terrible cold flu, you know, conditions, and not one got sick over and over and over. So, you know, what do you do when you have that?
Well, there is, you know, I never understand how you can take that as proof that there aren't viruses. Well, because, you know, there are viruses that then are then held in check with one's immune system. You've been one of the people talking about building up immune systems for years here, Lucretia.
Well, but even with rabies, not one person died from the being bit by a rabid-like dog. If they got their wounds clean, 3,000 died before they made the rabies vaccine illegal from the rabies shot.
Okay, so where are you going to go with this doctor quickly, though? Okay.
Dr. Lee Merritt, military doctor, beautiful, incredible person. She said it this way, you know, when you're looking at what these people do, a lot of people have heard about the babies and the children being raped, killed, the adrenochrome, the drinking the blood, all this, and we've got, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Alex Jones Pizzagate kind of talk out there, right?
Yeah, but it's real, you know. Talk to anybody, it's definitely happening. You look at all this pedophilia, and that's one thing that Tim Walz is totally involved in, giving any rapists and pedophiles.
Now, see, there's a great conspiracy. Now we got Tim Walz in with the pedophiles. Great, okay.
Well, you know, I would wish you'd talk more about that because he's definitely made it legal for these guys not to get busted, but there's a lot of really bad stuff about him,
okay,
including
Why? Okay. You know, but the thing is, though, national politics exhausts me because, first off, we're going to have very little effect on that here in Oregon. But anyway, please continue quickly, and I'll give you 30 seconds. I got to go. Okay.
So the main point is Japan's producing the DNA plasma, and they're taking synthesized venoms. They have over 36 of the different venoms. Your weight loss drug is a venom, and it literally is causing blindness. But anyway, all these 36 venoms, they're taking pieces of them, putting them in the vaccines. That's the only thing that was in the vaccines. No antidote virus thing. No nothing.
Ozempic. It's all snake bite. The vaccines are snake bites.
These are all sorts of different types of venom.
Cool. All right. That's great. Bring on the venom, baby.
Let me say one more thing. They've been looking at the water, how much chlorine, how much hydrogen peroxide, how much sunlight they get. What kills the plasma? They don't want it killing the plasma. It's going mainly through our water. Whether you bathe in it or drink it, it's also coming from the air and also our food. They're putting them in there, and that's how they're going to get it. The Marburg is where you breed out of everything.
Okay. All right. We've got enough. Thank you very much. You have sent me off in so many directions that, everybody can go research it. Thank you, Lucretia. Let me go to line 4. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello. You're on. You got to listen to the phone. Going once, going twice. Oh, you're gone. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome. Hello? Yeah, you're on. Who's this?
This is Roger.
Hey, Roger. What's on your mind?
About the nuclear power.
Yes.
And the safety of that. Our Navy's been running small nuclear power plants on our ships for decades. Mm-hmm. And we could set those same size reactors up in communities or cities and run them forever.
You have to have the political will. Well, you don't have to have Navy ships, though, setting up. You can just set up...
The reactors, not the ship. I mean, you set those types of reactors up in communities. You wouldn't need a huge grid. Just the grid would be local. Granted, you could tie it into other grids for stability and that kind of thing. And then a friend of mine was involved in a thing about thorium reactors.
Yes, and read a lot about that.
And those, when they're done with those, there's nothing there that's harmful when they're done. They're all finished. The radiation, everything is pretty much depleted.
We're going to have to get past the this whole thing that we're going to melt ourselves down by going nuclear. If we're really serious about trying to power a 21st century society, we're going to have to go more in that direction. Unless we end up finding the magic keys to 0-point energy. You know, the physicists say that there's unlimited energy in the universe that we can tap. And gosh, if we can do that, then we're not even going to worry about any of this stuff. Okay. Yeah. How about that?
And also with the nuclear, the reality is the cost per kilowatt hour is almost minimal compared to everything else.
And, but you see, that's a real problem for people that want society destroyed. And there are really a lot of people that are in charge these days here, Roger, that don't want people. They don't like the idea of humans. There's kind of a self-loathing here. They look at humans as the cancer on the planet. Anything that could ease our lives would be a bad thing in their view. And those people need vanquished. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll catch up on the rest of the news. More of your calls because it is Conspiracy Theory Thursday on the Bill Maher Show. News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A Jackson County traffic stop resulted in the seizure of 60 pounds of fentanyl pills. OSP pulled over a semi for a violation on I-5 in Jackson County. During a search of the cab, the trooper discovered 2 5-gallon buckets filled with blue pills, totaling 276,000 tablets. Two men, both from Mexico, were arrested on charges of possession and delivery of fentanyl. Oregon's Unemployment Insurance and Paid Leave Oregon customer service programs are reducing delays, but still many people are waiting for hours on hold. The legislature approved more staff who are finally taking calls. The problems have been going on for months. This week, construction crews began demolishing the Pomeroy Dam, an irrigation dam on the Illinois west of Cave Junction. It's the latest in a growing list of dams, more than 20 that have been removed from the region since 2004. A dozen more have been approved for fish passage. A number of locals protested the removal that was mandated after a lawsuit by environmentalist Bill Lennon, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
We Built This City by Jefferson Starship was released in 1985 and quickly reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And while their city was built on rock and roll, Millett Construction wants to remind you that your home was built on ordinary earth that tends to shift over time. So before you get knee-deep in a hoopla of sloping floors and cracked walls, ask yourself, do you remember? Yes! Call Millett Construction for a free inspection and estimate to fix your foundation. Visit MillettConstruction.com.
We built this city.
Hi, it's Scuba Steve with Bicoastal Media and KMED. Today I'm chatting with Nick Jones, the principal of Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions. Thanks for talking with me today. Nick, should folks be concerned about long-term care?
Actually, long-term care is a topic we all need to think long and hard about because today people are just simply living longer. In fact, 40% of all Americans will spend some time in a care facility of some sort. And one solution I find myself recommending is life insurance with a long-term care benefit rider, also called asset-based care. We use this solution because the premiums are consistent and the benefits never decrease. So again, consider life insurance with a long-term care benefit to help you with those needs.
Once again, this is Scuba Steve sitting with Nick Jones from Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions. If you have questions like these or others, schedule a strategy session with Nick at jonesfinancialtalk.com. Again, that's jonesfinancialtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rancher Garage, and I'm on KMED.
746 Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Always a fun time. Happy to take your calls at 770-5633. By the way, a little bit of national news, just a little bit of that. Doctor was arrested as along with other people in connection with Matthew Perry, the actor's death. Remember that? Had ketamine in his system. So he was found dead in his hot tub about a year ago. Actually, back last October, I think, is when that ended up happening. So breaking, well, I guess that's a developing story. All right, let me go to Francine. Francine, what is on your mind this morning? Because the power is still out, I'm sure, where you are, because it's talent,
yeah,
once again.
So I'm sitting here in the semi-darkness of my trailer cave.
Uh-huh.
And I have two things I wanted to mention. But the first one is regarding the drug mules. Now,
yeah, for those that just joined me, a couple of drug mules busted by OSP Monday. More than a quarter million fentanyl pills in a couple of 5-gallon buckets. And they were both cut loose from the Jackson County Jail Monday afternoon with a promise that they just return to Sonora and then will come back September 11th for a hearing. What are you laughing about? I mean, it's perfectly reasonable to expect.
I'm laughing because I'm hoping nobody's holding their breath.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I can't remember what town this was in, what city this was in, but do you recall a few years back there was a little bit of a hubbub that ended up getting swept under the rug when a judge who had an illegal in her court for whatever charge it was, ICE was waiting outside to grab him, so she allowed him to leave the court to her private chambers.
Yes, that was up in Multnomah County where that happened.
Yeah. Okay, so essentially that's what I think just happened.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? It's that mindset where, like, oh, we're not going to, you know, these are illegals. We don't want to, like, detain them or arrest or, you know, we don't want anybody to get hold of them.
Well, I haven't received an answer from Patrick Green yet. I'm hoping I do this morning. But he's the incoming district attorney, but the current assistant or the deputy district attorney right now. And I'm going to say, what happened here? Because it makes no sense to me, to most people.
Well, it makes no sense, but it's that mindset, that, you know, the far left mindset.
Okay.
And so I just want to mention that. Then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the plane that went down in Brazil.
Yes.
Which had had eight doctors.
Yeah, it's the one that the video I posted fell out of the sky. It was like almost a flat, kind of a, it was a trajectory, a spin down. Really tragic.
Okay, so they were on their way to a big cancer meeting in San Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there had been, I think, something like 15 of them or something originally, and then all but the eight changed to a different flight. And these doctors in particular had vowed to release evidence leaking the mRNA vaccines to the turbo cancers that have been going on.
That's a great theory. I've read some.
I sent you an email.
Yeah, I know. I've read some other things about that, too, about the conspiracy theory. You know, Occam's razor, though, will continue to say, because, I mean, you know, when you look at the history of the ATR plane that they were on, this commuter plane that was on, it is a miserable plane when it comes to icing conditions. And we don't know for a fact what happened yet, but the way it came down seems to be more indicative of you're at 17,000 feet in a storm with severe icing conditions. And now, this could be the conspiracy part of it. According to my aircraft sources online, they're talking about that air traffic control held them up there when they should have just gotten out of the 17,000-foot elevation and let the ice melt off their wings. So,
okay. Well, the air traffic controllers are probably paid for by Big Pharma. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Air traffic control sponsored by Pfizer. Okay. all right. Thank you. Let me... Where do we go with something like that, right? If you're on hold, I'll be right with you. This is the Bill Meyer Show, and you're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Every carpenter wants to teach his son how to do carpentry, but daughters can build things too. So, when it comes to carpentry, tools, lumber, and building materials, remember that making the right choice is very important. And the right choice for lumber and other building materials is Hughes Lumber. At Hughes Lumber, they offer the best lumber at the best prices to all builders. Hughes Lumber, serving everyone on Crater Lake Highway.
Well, you know, it's Orlist Stove and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orleys. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orleys now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orleys Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orleys easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orleys Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orleys.com or at 541-779-5340.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Meyer Show.
7:53, not so grumpy Jean is here. She wanted to make a couple of points. Hi, Jean. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking maybe I don't want to call in again, but anyway.
Why is that?
I have been on hold for so damn long, but anyway.
Well, you know, hey, listen, you think you're on hold here a long time, Jean? Call the national show. There are times you'll be on hold for 2 hours to get on. Trust me. Okay? So if you got to wait 15 minutes, it's just the price to be with great people. That's all. Okay, we love you. What's on your mind?
Okay, Kamala Harris is saying she's going to solve everything the minute she gets in office. She's had 3.5 years and hasn't done a damn thing. People ought to think of that.
Okay.
And as for that drug bust?
Yes.
How many people in Democrat states, illegal, commit murder, they're out the next day at the very longest? So they're allowed to commit any kind of murder or rape, whatever they want.
But, Gene, you have to understand, you know, the people that are criminals that don't belong here, though, they're just death-attracted people. That's all. They can't help themselves. They're death-attracted.
Yeah, well, maybe they ought to be dead.
All right. I appreciate the call. Sorry you had to be on hold so long. Dave didn't have to wait quite so long. How you doing, Dave? What's on your mind?
No. Look, I'm not sure these. I had a couple points. I'm not sure they're conspiracy theories, but
that's all right.
You know, it's the same. It's same kind of thing that kind of makes your blood boil over and over again. So these guys, you know, these guys with the fentanyl were released. So here's my question, Bill: who released them? We need to start naming names, because this is not just. These aren't just isolated incidents anymore. This is an ideology, like you just referenced. Okay, these people believe for some twisted reason that somehow those people are the victims. Okay, look at how much fentanyl they had, how many people that could have killed, yet they're the victims. So who, I want to know, who released them? Who signed the
piece of paper? Well, all we know at this, all we know, there is no name at this point. And now I did write Patrick Green. I asked Patrick Green, who is the assistant district attorney. Now, he's probably not in charge of this. There may be somebody else involved in this, but someone within the justice system wrote that requester saying, hey, you can come back on September 11th. So I'm trying to find out, okay?
Good.
All
because
right.
I think, look, I, you know, you can call it outing, you can call it everyone, but until these people are held to account, okay, and their names are out there in the front, you know, of all this, nothing's going to happen. And then, again, on the power thing, you know, I just feel like, and I hate to say this because I don't really want it to happen, but just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and again until people decide to stand up and saying, why are we pulling out dams? Why are we closing coal fire plants? We don't have any technology, you know, to replace those things. And event like there was a caller that said earlier, God forbid, but I think if you keep doing this, people are going to suffer and people are going to die. And it's, I don't know when it is, but at some point, people are going to wake up and go, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Except that I would say that the thinking and or that the suffering and the dying are not, I think that's part of the plan. I think that's one of the reasons the drive is to depopulate the West and to depopulate the rural lands. And what better way of going about that than to have lots of people suffering and dying eventually? I appreciate your call. Thanks for that, Dave. Let me go to John. John's been holding a little bit, not as long as Gene had to. But anyway, what's on your mind, John?
Yeah, I'd like to opine a little bit on that fentanyl thing.
Yes.
Give you some insight. Dave, the caller, first caller, he was on the right track, but he didn't articulate it particularly well.
Okay, what's
Here's
that?
Here's the deal. Someone, somewhere along the chain in the DEA or law enforcement somewhere, got a tip about these guys delivering fentanyl.
Okay.
And then they set up a sting, if you will, with state police with a bogus attempt, or not attempt, but a bogus pullover of these guys for some sort of traffic violation. And then supposedly, or amazingly, they had a drug dog in the car. Now, how many times state police are driving around with drug dogs in the car? I don't know, but I bet you it's a damn few. So then they inspect the truck, find the 5-gallon cans, and these guys are arrested. And then they're released. The reason they're released is all we wanted to do, we mean the legal department, was get the drugs off the street.
Ah.
They don't want to spend the money to process these two guys on what's probably a bogus traffic stop and have the case thrown out of court, but spend that money. Even if they did win the case, they don't want to spend the money to incarcerate these two guys for some period of time.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going then. So they're cut loose because it would have been a bad search had it actually gone through a whole court hearing and trial, right?
Exactly.
Huh. Interesting.
And it would have been a bad search, and why bother spending the money to even take them through a trial? Maybe you're probably going to lose it because it's a bad search, or you're going to drop the charges, whatever. But you spend all that money, and what you really end up with now is the state police look really good because they pulled over some guys, they got some fentanyl off the street. There's a little dent in the cartel income for the period, and everybody's a winner.
Ah, all right. You know something, John? You may be our curmudgeon, but I don't think that's all that off base, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, you too, now. Shay, before 8 o'clock, this is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KVXG, Grants Pass. Price of gold, about $2,450, $2,451. The world experiencing all sorts of fluctuations, you know. And even though, yeah, the markets, the stock markets are going just crazy right now, but they've gone just crazy in the other direction there too. And I know that gold, it's kind of boring, you know, it just sits there. It's not making any promises to you other than the fact that it will just safeguard wealth. That's what it's all about. And while you're in the process of maybe speculating in the other markets, make sure that you put some safeguarded wealth in your portfolio too. Talk to your financial advisors about that. But I think that a great way to do this is to just talk to Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. Stock market can be a roller coaster ride. Savvy investors are turning to more reliable assets when we're talking about preservation of capital. There may come a time in the United States system in which you're not even trying to get a return on capital just to get the capital returned. Just that you can take it out of there because you know what a stock could do. Zero. Heck, currencies have gone to zero too for that. Gold and silver. Tuck it away. Place that you know. All right. Talk to Jay Austin and Company. Gold and silver buyers. It's 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. 482-3715, jaustinbrokers.com, grantspasscoins.com, also online at fortunereserve.com. But just stop by, talk to Mark and Andrea today. Tell them how much you like their singing ad, too. I'm getting a lot of people, they write me about that. Who is it? Ask them, all right? Ask them. I don't know who the woman is singing the little Jay Austin song. But anyway, I'll grab one more phone here before we get into a town hall news. Hi, who's this? Welcome. Hello? Hi, you're on.
Oh, Bill, it's me. I already got on, but I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll talk to you off air. Thanks. It's a minute after 8. We'll catch up on town hall news. And then, dam removal follies here. Dave is going to check in with me. There has been a class action suit filed in Jackson County yesterday, just got filed, and they want to take KRRC apart over this dam removal down there. We'll talk with Dave about that coming up. This is-